Welcome to American Road Trip Talk, where we introduce you to the people behind the stories in American Road magazine and also introduce you to travel destinations. My name is Foster Brown. The state of Illinois has long been known as the Land of Lincoln because of the wealth of tourist attractions around the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. However, Chris Jobe, Illinois' Director of Tourism, would like you to know that there are a number of other first executives who have called the Prairie State their home. In this edition of Trip Talk, Chris will share a number of those locations throughout the state in hopes that you'll include them in your itinerary as you plan your next Midwest road trip. It's my distinct pleasure to introduce to our listeners and readers Corey Jobe, who is the Director of the Illinois State Tourism Department on our program today. Corey, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me a part of this show.
Corey, it's the middle of the winter right now, but nonetheless, it's still tourism season in the state of Illinois, I understand, and lots to see, especially, and we kind of think of President's Day coming up. There are some very special places in the state of Illinois that are identified with the presidency of the United States.
Well, absolutely, Foster. We encourage travelers all around the world and the nation to come to Illinois. I like to visit Illinois in all four seasons, and especially the history buffs that are out there. This is a special time. It's like you said, we're coming upon President's Day, a special holiday here in the state of Illinois. Tomorrow is the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. And we celebrate that all throughout the year in the history of Lincoln. And if you think about all the sites in the Midwest and in the nation's capital that honor our 16th president, Illinois and Springfield in particular is home to has owned more Lincoln sites than any other location in the nation, including the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. The ALPLM just celebrated its 10th anniversary, mm-hmm. one of the most visited presidential museums in the country, very interactive, a fantastic collection at the library, and really a place that you can, Springfield is a place that you can step back in time, visit his home, which is one of the seven national park site service areas we have in the state of Illinois. And the National Park Service is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year.
Yes.
So I encourage your listeners to come look at and visit Springfield to not only look at his home, but to view all the other sites that we have for Lincoln.
Yes, Springfield is a great place to see a whole lot of things. Talk a little bit about that interactive library, because that's something that I think is somewhat unique in terms of the way that you show the history of Illinois and connect with Lincoln.
Well, absolutely. And I think what's so unique about the Presidential Library and Museum is the way you learn of the history from Lincoln's boyhood roots to his time practicing law in Springfield, and then to his ascension to the presidency. And it's an opportunity that you can really get up close and personal with living history. And at any given day, you can see those individuals who were a part of Lincoln's life walking and talking and visiting with travelers and getting to look at those special artifacts, whether it's Lincoln's stovepipe hat or Mary Todd's music box, and in some special occasions, the Gettysburg Address, which comes out usually once a year around his birthday. And it's an opportunity to not only touch, feel, learn, explore about Lincoln's history, but you can see it in an interactive way and also be able to look at those artifacts that are so unique and so special to Lincoln's life as a president, as an attorney, and as a citizen of Springfield, Illinois.
We're talking, by the way, with Corey Jobe, who is the director of the Illinois State Tourism Department, and about the different kinds of tourism opportunities there are around the state of Illinois, and especially around the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. One of the things I've noticed, too, is that it's not just Springfield, but Vandalia is also a place that was touched by Lincoln as well.
Yes, Vandalia was obviously before the state capital moved to Springfield. Vandalia was home It's run by the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, and you can really take a step back in time and look at what life was like in Vandalia as the state capital at one time. And it's really a way to the living history part. And what I like to, we have a program that's called Looking for Lincoln, and it explores through a 40 county area in the state of Illinois, the footsteps of Lincoln from his time practicing law, his time serving and traveling the circuit in terms of practicing in his career, and then obviously the time in Vandalia and then in Springfield. So you really have this history that's right there at your fingertips. Follow it around the state really set your own exploration and look what we have to offer in terms of our tribute to President Lincoln.
I've got to ask you one question that has always been on my. I had heard that the Gettysburg Address was written on the back of an envelope, and then I heard that debunked. Can you give me the official statement?
Oh, what was it? I don't. I've heard that as well. You know, there's all these theories out there of certain things, but I'm not certain of that. But I tell you what, one thing though, and I want to point this out to your listeners, if they get a chance to come to Springfield, you have to go to the Lincoln Tomb. And one thing you must do while you're at the tomb is there's this huge bust, a very large bust of President Lincoln, and each guest, I mean from presidents to dignitaries to everyday citizens to visitors from all over the world, always have to rub his nose on the bronze statue, because the theory and lore says it brings you good luck.
I got you.
So don't forget to rub his nose when you stop at the Lincoln Tomb, because it will bring you good luck, I guarantee it.
Important for this new year. Now, there are other presidents, of course, who have been came from. Matter of fact, I was surprised. I didn't know that Ulysses Grant was also a native of the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. Up in the northwest part of the state, about 3 hours directly west of Chicago, is the historic community of Galena, Illinois. It's a community of about 3,000 residents that welcome over 1 million visitors a year to this very picturesque Norman Rockwell-type community. The entire community is on the National Register of Historic Places, and Ulysses S. Grant's museum is there. It's run by the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. But if you think about Grant, he went from a clerk at his father's leather goods store to the commander of the Union forces during the Civil War, and is President of the United States. And it's a great opportunity to learn about President Grant, but also going to the Grant Museum and the history museums that are in Galena, you get to see the history of a river town right along the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi River, and a chance to learn about President Grant, all from Galena, Illinois. And it's quite historic. One of my favorite places to stay in Galena is the oldest hotel in the state of Illinois. It's the DeSoto House Hotel, and it dates back to 1855.
Oh, wow.
And it's even hosted notable guests such as the President, Abraham Lincoln. And it actually served as Grant's presidential campaign headquarters when he was running for president.
That's interesting.
So it's a gorgeous hotel property. But Galena is something you must visit, because not only is it the rich history of President Grant and the rich history of its connection to the mighty Mississippi, but it's just a unique community filled with very charming B&Bs. Unique gift shops, and it's a nice getaway weekend for everyone.
By the way, Corey Jobe, who is the director of the Illinois State Tourism Department, is our guest here. Corey, one last president to mention from the state of Illinois is Ronald Reagan, and I actually had the pleasure of visiting Dixon, Illinois, and seeing his home there. That I was very impressed, first of all, with the way that they have restored and displayed a lot of the artifacts about Ronald Reagan and his growing up in that town. Talk a little bit about Dixon, because it, too, is a charming little town.
It's a charming little town nestled in the northwest part of our state, about a couple hours just west of Chicago. Actually, it's a stop. If you're traveling outside of Chicago, you would stop in Dixon first and then head west to Galena. But not only have they preserved the boyhood home of President Ronald Reagan, they have really they have displayed his footprint on the community. Growing up as a boy in Dixon, he was involved in summer sports. He loved horseback riding. Mm-hmm. If you travel along the riverfront there, they pay tribute to him with various statues. He was a lifeguard at the local park.
That's right.
Each summer. But also what is unique there in Dixon is the Northwest Territory Historic Center, which is housed in Dixon at President Reagan's childhood, where he went to school. And it's a very rich history of what happened in terms of the shaping of the Northwest Territory,
right.
But it also looks at Ronald Reagan's history of growing up in Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about the historic center is there's an area in the center that looks at Ronald Reagan's acting career and all the movies he played in.
That's right. Yeah.
And they show those movies every once in a while and open to the public. And it's just a way to remember a President Reagan. But the boyhood home is something very unique. And
yes.
And you think about three presidents from the state of Illinois, and actually our current president, Barack Obama.
That's right.
Has rich, deep roots from Illinois, serving in the state legislature from Chicago. And we will be welcoming his new presidential library and museum to the south side of Chicago in the coming year. So it's a great way to learn about history,
mm-hmm.
and learn about our nation's leaders right here in the state of Illinois.
Was there anything else, Corey, by the way, that you thought of maybe as we were going on?
Yes, we have a brand new travel magazine. It's called Travel Illinois, where travelers can get it's a new free lifestyle leisure travel magazine.
Excellent.
They can, and then our website at enjoyillinois.com, www.enjoyillinois.com, where they can look at trip ideas. You know, we break our state into regions,
sure.
and it's a great way to plan your trip in the state.
Excellent. Yeah, for setting up your itinerary right there at your home computer and then setting
Absolutely.
Up seeing the great state of Illinois. Corey, I want to thank you very much for spending this time with us. Corey Jobe, the director of the Illinois State Tourism Department, has been our guest here on American Road Trip Talk.
Foster, thank you. Have a great day. Take care.
We hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you on our homepage. Things like itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and so much more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.